It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Missionary Sihle Siyanagoa, good afternoon to you. Welcome back and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much, ma'am. Thank you very much once again for your time. Today we're talking about ethical considerations when we are evangelizing. One would wonder, surely evangelism is in and by itself an ethical decision to take, and any and everything about it should be considered ethical. But no, what are these ethical considerations?
Okay. Of course, they're different. It could be different religious beliefs and social practices. Yeah. And so how does then an evangelist engage with these culture belief systems without imposing their own? And so what I would say is that, first of all, we ought to know what kind of people we are dealing with. So the evangelist should know prior to say, this is the type of people I'm going to meet. Mm. This is culture and these are their values. This is what they believe in. Evangelists can actually study the culture of the people they are going to minister to. Okay.
And so
they must be. Hello.
Yes, you were cutting there for a moment. You were saying evangelists need to study the culture they are going to go minister in.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah. So they must study. They must know the culture of the people they are going to minister to avoid offending them with the gospel.
Okay.
So they must be familiar with the norms and the beliefs of that area they intend to preach to. So sometimes it doesn't hurt to even learn, let's say, even the greeting in that language, really. Okay. And they can also do this by sending a forerunner. So they, for example, if you know that you're going to a certain place, a forerunner can be sent there to learn as much as possible what those people believe in and relay the information to the rest of the team.
Mm.
And so I think like that, it would be easier, and one would know how best to actually deliver the gospel without imposing your own values or without offending. Yeah.
So I'm assuming when you're sending a forerunner, those are the efforts one can, appreciate and do to make sure that you understand the community you're going to, you understand the cultural context of the communities being evangelized.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is true. That is true. It is also pointless to go to an area without learning about the culture.
So right.
There must be even a pre-mission budget, if you may call it, to cater for the forerunners. I mean, Paul said to the Romans, he became like them.
Yeah.
So when in Rome, do what the Romans do.
Right.
As long as it does not contradict the truth.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to digress now. Okay, let me not digress. Let's focus here because now I'm interested in the concept of when in Rome, do what Romans do as long as it doesn't contradict the word of God. Let's stick to our conversation for today. So how do evangelists ensure that vulnerable individuals are not exploited, especially in the context where material aid or services are linked to religious conversion?
Okay. So, first and foremost, they must actually pray for wisdom and guidance.
Okay.
And they must assess the needs of the community, then give them out in a fair way, believing that God will have impressed on them and given them guidance on how to do it. So it's equally important to create a relationship with the community so that when invited later to an evangelism meeting,
right,
they can come willingly. But above all, prayer is key on this point, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any guidelines? Are there ethical guidelines in place to prevent economic or shall I say social, oh goodness, sorry about that, to make sure that economic or social needs and exploitation doesn't happen. There's no one who's going to find themselves exploited by the evangelist. You accept Jesus or else I won't give you this bread. Accept Jesus or else I will not give you the medicine if you're a medical evangelist. Are there any ethical guidelines in place to prevent economic or social exploitation in evangelistic activities?
Trained, even missionaries as well as evangelists in this case are trained before any mission.
Right.
Okay. So the training is in such a way that they don't offend the souls. So they are given these guidelines, and these trainings are not once or twice, but it's every time.
Okay.
There is a mission. Missionaries have to undergo through that, whether they are new on the team or they are old. You know, you need this constant reminder. They need to know what they're going there for. And so these trainings actually are the ones that help to just keep everyone in check so that they don't offend the souls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so there are some guidelines. So how does evangelism balance the right to freedom of expression with the responsibility not to infringe on the rights of others, especially when expressing controversial or challenging beliefs?
Okay. Now, we know that this is the gospel that we are taking. And yeah, evangelism is about ministering to people about Jesus.
Mm.
And obviously, Jesus would want us to do it in a certain way.
Okay.
And he's the best example, actually. We see how he was able to minister to people. He had compassion for people.
Okay.
Even when he had different views, even the way that he gave out the message, it was different. Okay, I would say it was not human.
Okay,
it was not the way that I would do it as a human being. So this needs much prayer and more wisdom. So the gospel, we are told, is to be shared in God's way. Okay, and but also with the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
We ought to lovingly share God's word. If our way of presenting the truth is God's way, those listening, even with the divergent views, will be deeply impressed with the truth presented. So we are told that the best way to expose error is to present the evidences of truth. So Christ did not force anyone to believe. He left it up to them to decide.
Yeah.
And so the goodness with sharing the word of God is that God himself works it out for us. He gives and provides the apt words to speak, communicating to us through the angel standing by our side, as inspiration puts it.
Wow.
So we actually need less controversy, but much more of presentation on Christ. What I've seen is that many arguments, argumentative sermons preached, rarely soften and subdue the soul, as Sister White puts it. So you want the Holy Spirit to be the voice, you know?
Mm.
While the evangelist must defend the truth, this is to be done in the spirit of Jesus. We see how Jesus used to do it. He would not go shouting at people.
Okay.
You know, he would do it in a way that they would see that this person cares, you know, in a peace loving way. So when evangelism is done correctly with the help of the Holy Spirit, those
right.
controversies will be
right.
handled better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Final question. I'll let you go. To what extent does evangelism prioritize the understanding and dialogue over conversion goals?
Okay. So how the message is presented will determine if it will be accepted or not, which means that we should take care on how we present or how the evangelist presents the gospel. Well, we know that conversion, of course, is the work of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And someone once said, to convert better agreements, we need better conversations, which makes dialogue and understanding very important.
Okay.
So when we prioritize understanding and dialogue, it gives us a different attitude altogether and helps us to reach out and hear out the needs of those being ministered to.
Okay.
So, and the Bible tells us that God says, come, let us reason together.
Yeah, yeah.
So when we have a better understanding of why this one believes in this and why they practice this, I think it will also help us on how best to reach out to them and how to explain the gospel better.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Those are the ethical considerations for all of those who would love to participate. And dare I suggest, all of us ought to do these. After all, the Great Commission says, go ye therefore, not go some, not go sikhle alone. No, go everybody. Everybody got to go. So everyone must be called missionary. Not only missionary sikhle, but missionary so-and-so, missionary me, missionary you, missionary everybody. And these guidelines are good enough for all of us. Thank you very much, Sitla. We really appreciate your insights. Looking forward to our conversation tomorrow.
Thank you.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.